and I had to turn it off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tactical nuke incoming!
Master, and I am not screaming Onita.
And?
It's Eye Trips, and I have no idea what the fuck that was, but yeah.
Really? Onita!
Onita!
All right. Thing is, like, I can't really hear it because of my shitty hearing.
Okay.
I hear, like, boom. That's all I hear.
And no subtitles working on that?
Finally read it. Yeah, I was like, okay.
As well as...
Captain Hotcock himself.
Welcome back to your normal scheduled hour. Oh, God.
And where's Christian?
Oh, he'll be here. He never showed up until like 9:15.
Yeah, I know. You gotta show up to him by the peace out half the time.
he'll be here. When is another question? But yes, ladies and gentlemen, like I said in the intro, this is the Betty Window on the Nerdport Network, where we dive deep into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that? The wide world of sports, as well as sports betting. On today's episode, we play a couple games. We talk about hazing, we talk about no-hitters, we talk about an umpire scandal that might be going on, as well as much, much more. Where do we want to start? You know what, let's start with the easy shit.
Are you far away? Because you sound far away.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's clear on me that how much you want to bet? I had to do an update on my freaking computer. How much you want to bet it fucked with all my settings?
Yeah, because you sound like you're in another room and you're screaming.
It did.
There we go. Holy shit, it decides to fuck with your system. Why?
Well,
now you sound normal again.
Fucking Onita.
Yeah, there we are.
All right, where do we want to dive into?
You're the host. You tell us.
All right, so we're going dealer's choice. Let's go with the easy shit real quick. Congrats to Vlad Jr. on winning the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, congrats to the National League for winning.
And props to J-Rod, man. That guy can hit. That kid can hit.
Yeah.
Alonzo didn't even stand a chance.
Neither did Mookie Betts.
Who knew that all the National League needed to do to win was, like, wear the joggers?
Who thought the person that would give them the win would be a Rocky?
That's a better one.
That's the shocking one. It's more
yeah.
like that. No, it would have been shocking if it was an A that did it, but no. It was a Rocky.
I mean, there you go, man. Sorry.
No, you're good. Go. Go.
You have Philly Rob managing, and you have Craig Kimbrel, who's a Philly, close it out, win. I'm happy.
Yeah. Shitty news that I really don't want to have to report on. We'll talk more when Christian gets in. The Jets get Hard Knock this year.
I heard that today while I was out.
Who the fuck cares? If I see only thing I want to see is Rodgers going to an Iowa fucking camp, just getting stoned out of his mind while on television.
Oh, you want him to pull a cap?
Yeah, but
Liz.
Because, you know, no one gives a shit about fucking... No one gives a shit about Hard Knocks.
Nope.
I mean, some people like it, but if something has to happen, if it's like normal bullshit, no one cares.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason the Jets got selected is because of Aaron Rodgers. They probably wouldn't have got selected if he wasn't there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why they got selected.
Yeah.
So, this is interesting, and I really don't understand why this is a thing. Yesterday, the Major League Players Association came out after the All-Star Game and asked to meet with the owners and Manfred.
Captain Dumbass, yeah.
To add a extra few seconds to the clock for the playoffs.
Okay.
Now, I have one issue with that. I understand wanting to speed up the regular season because it's 162 games and you're trying to get as much in without injuries and shit like that. It's the playoffs. Wipe everything clean and play real baseball.
How many seconds?
They're not saying an exact amount lengthwise. They're saying a few extra seconds.
So they want 5 extra seconds on the pitch clock?
Maybe that, maybe more.
Yeah, I would say probably no more than 10, though.
Yeah, I was going to say between 5 and 10 seconds. Honestly, I think they need to just, for the playoffs, wipe it clean. There shouldn't be any fucking pitch clock. Just like there's no ghost runner on second in the playoffs.
Just enough to doctor a baseball.
Oh, we'll get to that. I want to wait until Christian gets up. Actually, you know, we probably could talk about that while Christian's not here.
Just long enough to make a couple jizz balls.
Well, yep. What's funny about that is MLB for the playoffs want to use pearly white baseballs so you can't doctor them.
Aren't baseballs already fucking pearly white?
Nope. They are dingy brown because they rub what they call Mississippi mud on it, even though it's from Jersey. It is a clay-like...
So they can't even rub the mud on them anymore if they want pearly white balls.
Yep, exactly, which means it is a fresh baseball that they can grip and not have to worry about sliding at their hands.
I mean, they can't wipe the mud on it, so it doesn't look like somebody pissed on the ball. So,
yeah. John, what do you think?
I've been thinking a lot about it the last 2 days since you had sent me that article, and I'm going to plead the fifth because the things I've been thinking about, you don't want to hear. I'm going to get ridiculed or I'm going to get interrupted with. So I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Oh, try me, bitch.
So that's that.
Oh, Ryan, your thoughts.
Making jizz balls, bro.
Little comebacker.
Yep.
High hot cheese.
Guys, the playoffs are a really long time, and if I'm gonna have enough jizz balls for each team to have a few, I gotta start working now.
Little high heat.
Definitely some hot cheese.
Some sweet
little
chin,
hot cheese,
sweet chin music.
Getting
a little sticky situation.
Cause you know, you always got to have that thing coming right by your chin.
I mean, high and tight, and tight. Back them off the plates.
Make them go, whoa! What was that?
Yo, it's better a jizz ball than a shit ball.
I don't know, man. I'd probably take
a shit ball or a taint ball? Just going all up in that taint while the umpire has his back turned.
Oh, God. Ref's got his back turned. He's just coating it from under.
Did somebody say from under?
Not yet. Not yet, bitch.
Oh, all right. Don't go back to my cage. Yeah, it just turns into
about your damn luck.
Whatever, it's Russian roulette. Well, whatever I gotta put on that ball. Oh,
Jesus!
That's what you gotta say about that. Just Jesus.
It's gonna end up looking like the scene from The Naked Gun.
Wait a minute, guys. We didn't put any Mississippi mud on these balls. Then why are they brown?
Hey, now.
No, this is God, no!
Looks like the Viet Cong out there.
Man. I said, I think a batter would prefer to get hit by a jizz ball than a shit ball.
Hi, Facebook. Don't ban us.
Fuck you, cops. Ban me. Ban me, you high hair having motherfucker.
Just so you guys know, we're live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook, and we're live on Kick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, we now have an affiliate thing with Fanatics.
Well, we'll get to the promo in a little bit. When we start doing the sponsorships, before we do the Sun Belt, we'll do the sponsorships because I got a promo too for dubbing.
Yeah, no promo code, but we'll make it. Trust me, bro.
We'll try to get one because I don't know why they don't have a fucking promo code for it.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to do audio than a could use promo code blah 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 at checkout.
Just say click the link below and use Nerdport as the promo code. It won't matter.
Yeah,
one Fanatics where the promo codes don't matter and the points are fake anyways.
Bitch, I am Drew Carey.
You are Drew Carey.
Well, the thing is, use a link. The thing is, if you use the link and all that, like I think all the other promo codes that Fanatics has still work.
Yes.
But, you know, it had to be special. Like, I tried to do a link to buy my Judgment Day shirts, but the thing is, they weren't even on the promo.
No, it still gives you the discount.
Mm-hmm.
Once you use our link, you're still getting 15% off from all your orders.
Now, what if we use promo code Jizzballs?
promo code Jizzball.
Promo code Rosengate.
Rosengate. Good old Giovanni Gallegos.
Speaking of Rosengate.
Gallegos, sorry.
Gallegos, yes. Speaking of Rosengate, let's talk about that real quick.
Promo code Rosengate.
So, what? Monday, or no, Sunday, before the last day before the All-Star break, Cardinals pitcher got wiped down by the umpire for using the rosin bag on his arm as glove hand.
Hey, at least that ump is nice. I mean, if that was Hernandez, he'd probably throw his ass out looking at him.
Well, here's the thing. So, me and Ryan have talked this. I've talked about this with John. But if this was any other team than the third to last place Cardinals, this would be a story everywhere. That he didn't get thrown out. He didn't get suspended. Because they caught him with sticky stuff on his arm. But then again, what's the difference of him just literally wiping the sweat off his hand, dabbing rosin in his hand, and it's the exact same thing? He ends up wiping it down, fine. The only one that you can actually say, like, out of everything was the Scherzer one.
And Drew Smith one.
The Drew Smith one, he was warned.
Yeah, the Cardinals, like, the only thing people care about is, like, who are they trading right now?
That's an interesting conversation.
I hate you both right now.
We're not wrong. I mean, dude, Goldie's probably going to be the one that gets shipped out.
Look, and the problem is when they get rid of Goldie, Arenado's going to he's gone. They promised him when they brought him in they were going to build a team around him, and they haven't. Mo has fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of teams have said they're selling, so.
Actually, we kind of have breaking news. It's not really breaking news because it's a player that got traded that no one really cares about. Mike Mayer traded from Kansas City to the Chicago White Sox for cash.
Not even for another player. For just...
No, money. They gave him money. This is why he got... They probably gave him a box of Wheaties and $50 and said, here you go, give it to us. He has a 6.16 ERA with a 1.67 whip with 17 strikeouts for over 26 and one-third innings this season.
Yeah, because Chicago has said everybody's for sale.
Because it's Chicago.
Yeah.
The White Sox have said everybody's for sale right now. Like, the White Sox are straight up, like, liquidating.
Okay, this is breaking news, and I want your guys' honest opinion on this. John, same with you. Remember how in the late 90s, mid-2000s, they would do the season openers in Japan?
Yeah.
You guys remember that, how they used to do, like, Seattle would go to Japan like they did Seattle Yankees for a 2-game set in Japan and then they'd come back home?
Mm-hmm.
We're going, bringing it back.
Okay, that's pretty dope.
Not to Japan, though. 2014 will have a 2-game series of the Dodgers versus the Padres in Seoul, South Korea.
You mean 2024?
Yeah. What did I say, 23?
You said 2014.
No, that was the last time they were in. That was one of the last times they were.
God damn.
No, I said 2014 when they were in Tokyo. With like
Chris, turn off the Spice Channel and listen.
I am. No, the captions are scrolling.
Oh, okay. No, 2024, they're going back overseas to do a two-game series between the Padres and the Dodgers in Seoul, South Korea.
Hi.
Did someone say Spice Channel?
Oh, go fuck home.
I'll be back.
I'm fine.
I'll be back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't need to deal with it. I don't need to deal with that broad right now.
I don't even know how she got in.
All right. What else are we missing in the MLB?
I mean, not much. Now's the time for everybody to start worrying about their teams.
Yes, now it's the time. Now, let me ask you something. So, there's one thing. So, in the record book, how we always see, like, there's team now throwing combined no-hitters. Should the record books show combined no-hitters as an actual stat now?
Yeah, because technically it is a no-hitter. Were any hits let up? No. Then it's a no-hitter, regardless of how many people throw it.
But
I mean, a combined no-hitter is actually probably harder.
With the bullpen, yeah. But, like, they don't count that. Like, they don't count a home-and-home or, like, a rain-out no-hitter. They don't count it because eight innings played and they just – they won't count it.
I mean, a combined no-hitter is hard as shit. I mean, come on. Look who we have.
And hello, Christian.
What's up?
What's your opinion on that?
What's my opinion on what?
The combined no-hitter being put in the record book as a no-hitter.
It ain't perfect.
No. Well,
it
but even that's another thing, though.
Game. That's
but
all I'm going to leave it at.
But even that. If it's a combined perfect game, should that be in the record book as that?
No. Not to me.
I mean, I think a combined no-hitter is harder because, well, when you have bullpens and pitchers like we do, you can pretty much forget about that. So if that happens, you're like, holy shit, it's a miracle.
Because that happened on Sunday. Or Saturday, actually, the Tigers did a 3-pitcher no hitter against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I saw. I heard.
So, like, they're not going to consider it a quote unquote, even though it was a no hit game. They do not classify it as a no hitter.
All right, was that the Tigers or the Dodgers?
Tigers.
Detroit.
Yep.
Okay.
So, in essence, what you're saying is the Mets only have one career no-hitter in their history.
If they do not combine no-hitters, yes.
And that's bullshit. That's bullshit, then.
I'm trying to ask, like, why do you think it's bullshit?
Regardless of who, let's throw this argument out there. Okay, there's a record of how many home runs are hit in a game by a team. And that there's a record of that, but then they do that record and they say, oh, but it's a combined home run record. Like if one player hit like 4 home runs in a game and somebody else does the same amount, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even care anymore. You know what? I don't even care. Because I know I'm going to get shot down. No. I'm censoring myself because I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to go on a rant because we're on Facebook and I don't want to get thrown off of there.
Finish what you were saying.
I was wording it wrong anyway. It still should count because technically no hits were allowed. It was during a Major League Baseball game. Enough said.
I mean, you're right. It should be classified. It is a no-hit game. It should be classified as a no-hitter, but the fact that it's never been that. But then, like, what about, like, and I'll give another example. What about when they were, during the pandemic, when they were doing the seven-inning doubleheaders? And was it Bumgarner threw a seven-inning, was it, either there was no hitter or perfect game, and they do not consider it that. Because it was, even though it was a full-length game, it was classified as a game.
And that was bullshit, too. He got robbed of that, too. I'm sticking by what I said. They got robbed of that. Technically, if it's considered a full game by Major League Baseball standards, regardless of inning length or game length, if Major League Baseball considers it a win or a loss, in the record books, it's a win or a loss for whichever team is which. So if he threw seven innings of a perfect game, it should be classified as a perfect game or a no-hitter.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I mean, if you're playing and your game gets rained out after seven innings, where Major League Baseball calls it.
That was actually the next question I was going to ask. Was the final question to that answer, to that whole thing would have been, what about a rainout?
Well, no, that's a different story, because the simple reason is that is by weather. The weather caused that. The umpires shut the game down. Major League Baseball didn't shoot the game down. The umpires did. So that's technically not a real game, even though it's considered a win or loss in the box and the thing. But it wasn't a complete Major League Baseball game as per standards. Like, but when they were doing the seven-inning no-hitter thing, Major
right.
League Baseball came out and said, when doubleheaders are happening, seven innings are official game.
No, that's what I'm...
But when a rainout happens, it's technically not, it wasn't set out saying, okay, you're only allowed to play six innings. This game is only going to be a six-inning game by Major League standards. No, it was originally supposed to be a nine-inning game. So that's a different story. That's different. That's, you know, because there's been a lot of games where guys had perfect or no-hitter games, and they weren't classified because technically they weren't a full-length game. A seven-inning game with the half-to-half thing, that was considered a whole game by Major League Baseball rules. So those should count. With the rainout, it's a different story.
Okay. No, that's what I asked.
Like, what is it? How many innings is it when Major League Baseball calls it?
Six.
No, it's five. It's five innings.
I'm saying it has to go into the sixth.
Yeah, well, it has
sixth
to be at the bottom of the fifth.
Bottom of the fifth, yeah. Before it has to go halfway through. Halfway through the game, yeah.
Yeah, postseason, they just forget it, right? They just do it anyway.
Postseason, they'll pick up where they left off.
Yeah. Like how we won the World Series, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they don't want to delay the game a day, though. That's their thing. Because that fucks with pitchers and shit like that.
My thing is that baseball calls a game because of weather. And they call it and they say it's a full game. And the pitcher is pitching a no-hitter. And they call it, then it's a no-hitter.
And if you got to put an asterisk by it, you put an asterisk by it. I'm fine with that.
No! Dude, I'm sick of this goddamn asterisk shit. It made sense when it was for drugs. But now everybody's going crazy with asterisk this, asterisk that. I mean, eventually it's going to be like, well, he struck that guy out, but he got beamed on a pitch last time, so he was hurt.
No.
So asterisk, no.
No, you put an asterisk in a spot where it's like, you put a little note by it saying, it was still a full game, complete game. slash five inning game due to weather. It's still a no hitter, but it's a 5-inning game due to weather.
Okay, then here's the thing. Then okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
And I got a this is the thing. By the rule, what you just said, I understand what you're saying by the rule.
Yeah.
Then Armando Galarraga from the Detroit Tigers should be given a no-hit, a perfect game, because he did not screw that game up. The umpire fucked him.
I wish they had replay back then, because then that would
have... Well, no, you know what? You know what? Regardless, everybody in the world saw it. Ray Charles could have seen that. It was a blown call. That kid should go down in the record books as be given a no-hitter or perfect game. I don't remember what it was.
It was a perfect game. It was a perfect game on Mother's Day.
Then he should go in the record books as a perfect game pitcher. No, because technically he did it, and it wasn't like he screwed up, a catcher screwed up, or a player screwed up. It was a Major League Baseball playing umpire.
Here's the thing.
It's umpire, you know, the umpire, Jim Joyce, I remember his name well, because he's one of the few umpires I don't hate in the fucking sport, because he's actually shown respect, and that's the only thing. He came out and said he fucked up. Well, he didn't use those words, but he came out and he said he fucked up. That kid deserves a perfect game, and he should be credited with that. He even came out and said it. Major League Baseball and Commissioner Buttfuck said, oh, no, we can't cut because the umpire is ruling his final. Go fuck yourself, Manfred. You're fucking the game up.
That's a whole different issue. That is an umpire discretion.
It's still, no. Would anybody disagree with me that he doesn't deserve that perfect game?
Can you let me finish?
Commissioner, yes. Don't talk.
He deserves the perfect game because it was an umpire's fault. But, on the same hand, that is the reason we got fucking instant replay now, because of that.
See, my thing is, does the win have an asterisk? No.
No. He
so
still
the stat shouldn't either.
He has a... No. Yeah, actually, the win does have an asterisk because it would say final/5 innings.
So if they come down to a tiebreaker or whatever, end of the season, are we going to go, well, that win was an asterisk 5 innings?
No.
But,
you're talking about a...
It shouldn't matter.
You stupid. You're talking about a fucking complete perfect game. Not a win. You're talking about a perfect game.
Okay.
A perfect game will have, no matter what, the final will say final/5 innings. Just like if it went into fucking extra innings, it would say final/10, final/11. It's the same fucking thing. That's technically an asterisk. So even on a extended inning game, and it would still technically be an asterisk because the game did not go 9 innings. It went longer. That's why it will say final/10. If it goes to a complete game, either way, that ending of that for that complete game, perfect game, no hitter, whatever you want to call it, will say at the end of the day, final/5.
See, the problem with an asterisk by a thing is it gives people carte blanche to basically shit on them, which is so fucking stupid. So baseball calls the game. The guy had a perfect game going. Baseball calls the game due to weather. Give the guy his goddamn flowers. Not be like, well, he had a perfect game, but we don't know because I'm not up. Guess what? It didn't happen. They called it a complete game. Give it to him. Done.
Well, here's the only thing I'll disagree with that on, Chris, and this is the only reason I'm going to disagree with that on, is because when a rainout happens, we don't know if it was called in the sixth inning. Who's to say he was going to have that no-hitter at the end of that game? That's the only thing.
But
what I'm saying, let me get my point across. But when it comes to something like the split 7-7s, the seven games, the seven-inning games, those are designated by Major League Baseball as a full game. Those you can't argue with an asterisk, because technically Major League Baseball said seven innings, those are complete games. Those are full games. With a rainout, you know, that's the only thing that's a little sketchy, is because, okay, the pitcher had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning. Game gets called due to rain. They could say, oh, it's a full game, yeah. But technically, he didn't pitch the entire full nine innings. So there's no guarantee he would have had a no-hitter slash perfect game in the ninth inning.
But John, that's why it will say in the record book. It will say no matter what in the record book. Perfect game, but then next to it will also say final slash six innings. It will still have that as it, call it an asterisk, call it whatever the fuck you want. In the record book, we'll still have the game will still say final slash whatever because it got called due to rain.
All right, well, I don't care, seriously. It's not like I'm never going to see a perfect game with my squad. Dude, we're going to get five innings out of Nola, and then you're going to fucking walk the bases.
You didn't watch?
So whatever.
You saw wait, hold on. You're telling me you weren't a Philly fan when the fucking perfect game in the playoffs didn't happen? Stop!
Yeah. Yeah, you want to tell me who just threw a perfect game?
Yeah, Chris, Domingo.
You
want to
tell me? Hey, you fuck off.
I'm not saying he's an ace.
Hey, you can fuck off.
Wait. Didn't he get popped for doctoring balls a month ago?
You want to doctor my balls? What?
Hey, now.
Hey, yo.
Hi-oh.
No, Domingo got popped for a... You know.
No, that wasn't him. That was the guy that got suspended for the... No, that was the domestic.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
That was the domestic one. No, I don't think he ever got popped for that.
No, he never got popped.
No, he never got popped for that.
I thought Domingo was the guy who got popped.
No.
The only Met that... The only Yankee that ever got popped for doctoring the baseball was Pineda a couple years ago when he basically looked like he had pine tar on his neck.
Come on here to Jiznick.
That one, and now Christian, you can't explain that one away. The guy had shit on his neck.
Be respectful.
But am I wrong?
Be respectful.
I'm not being nasty, but am I wrong?
That's my purse! No. I don't know you!
You dick. Nah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
No, because that's like I didn't do anything, and you're waving. It's that's like stealing your friend's car, and then driving up to his house and go, look at my new car. It's stupid. It was blatant, and he got in trouble for it, and he well deserved should have.
The guy had pine tar on his neck because it looked like a bad sunburn.
Domingo did get popped. He got ejected.
No, he didn't.
In May. In May.
Well, you're determined to get this out, aren't you?
Domingo gets ejected after substance check.
I'm not high enough for this conversation.
Go.
I need to be high. Can you send some of that shit up my way, please?
Fuck you. I'm going to be a stingy bitch.
Anyway.
See, this is why I didn't want to go on rants, because there's so much that's swimming around in my head right now that I can't even say. with the way this has been going, yeah, I am definitely not saying what I'm thinking. Oh, definitely not.
No, that's what started the whole jizz ball thing in the first place. I'm serious.
Yeah, he got, found sticky substance. It was rosin sweat.
Yeah, the Max Scherzer special.
Yeah, it was Rosin and Sweat. Which apparently now was just wiping off of, umpires are just wiping that off.
Unless you're the Mets and then you get ejected and then suspended for 10 days and fined $10,000. But I digress.
But
yeah, that's what I was saying. It got popped.
In May. He still pitched a perfect game.
So, no, the way I, the thinking I
in
think
May,
with him is
I mean,
he should be, he should have the perfect game or no hitter taken away because he got pulled for something. Maybe that's what he's trying to get the point across.
Which is asinine.
I'm just assuming that's what he's trying to get.
He has a better shot of getting that taken away than DJ Uiagalelei playing Major League Baseball. I couldn't say that with a straight face. The fucker got drafted in the 20th round. Oh, fucking DJ Uiagalelei got drafted in the 20th fucking round in baseball. Christian, you hear this? You hear about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I saw that.
He hasn't picked up a baseball since high school. It's the Russell Wilson special.
Oh, well.
And yeah, and this is why you can't slide. Jesus Christ. Where the hell is he playing this year?
I think he's in who, DJ?
Yeah, he's in Oregon.
Oregon State.
He's a beaver. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought you were going to do something else. Thank God. All right. So I've been playing around with this. So moving on. Well, I want to play a little bit of a game before we get into other things with baseball. Have you guys ever played the Immaculate Box?
No, I haven't.
The Immaculate Box. Chris, have
Was
you played?
Was that some stripper in Hollywood?
No, I Googled it, and all it came up was, like, actually Panini hobby boxes. I'm like, dude,
okay.
I don't think this is it.
So, Ryan, I told Ryan about this. So what it is I'm going to give you a category. I'm going to give you three teams going down, three teams going across. And they all have to have played for that team. It's nine players. And I'll read off, so I'm going to read the teams going across the New York Mets, the New York Yankees, and the San Francisco Giants. Going down is the Florida Marlins, the LA Dodgers, and the Chicago White Sox. So, meaning they had to play for both. They had to be on the team for both Florida New York for the Florida and the Mets, Florida the Yankees, Florida San Francisco, and so on and so forth. Follow?
Nah.
I know Ryan follows. Christian,
no,
you follow?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so the first, so the category is 250 home runs, 1,000 RBIs. All these players have hit 250 home, or part of the 250 home run club and 1,000 RBI club.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Marlin New York Met one should be fucking easy.
Piazza.
Thank you. Florida Marlins, New York Yankees.
Giancarlo or Gary Sheffield? No, Sheffield
or
never.
Pudge.
Nope. There it is. That's the one I was going for. Pudge. Doesn't mean they had to play for him. They could have just been there. Florida Marlins and the San Francisco Giants. Oh, the other hint I will give you is it's players from could be anyone from the 80s to now. So you're not going to get like Babe Ruth. So the Giants and the Marlins.
That one's a tough one because I don't remember. I mean, I'm trying to think of home run hitters and I know who it's not. I know it's not Steroid Boy.
I never played for Florida.
That's what I'm saying. I know. That's why I said it's not Steroid Boy.
No.
I have no idea who that could be. It's probably right in front of my face, and I cannot figure it out.
There is a Mets. There is a Mets rub to this. To this.
Beltran.
Guy. Nope.
Brandon
Beltran never played for the Marlins, though.
What'd you say, Chris?
Brandon Belt.
No.
He never played for the Mets.
No, it's not the Mets.
Marlins and the Giants.
Yeah, it's got a – but what I mean is he's got a Mets swing to it. But, no, you're not – it's not – that's not
Belt's, it. Belt's always played for the Giants, so he's never played for anybody else.
Brian?
He played for the Blue Jays right now.
Yeah,
I thought he might have played for the Marlins.
No.
I don't know.
No, that's not a terrible guess. It's not a terrible guess. Ryan, do you have a guess?
Oh, give me a second. Let me think.
Don't look it up, you dick.
Looking it up?
No, you're not. Do not do that, you dick. Christian?
I have no clue.
Yeah, Ryan.
It's my purse! I don't know you!
Nope, I'm not letting it get to me this time.
I gotcha! Do you know Ryan or no?
I'm thinking. I'm not. My hands are not on anything right now. I'm thinking.
Better be on your weed or your dick.
Well, they're always on my weed and my dick. That's the same. No, I don't know.
Moises Alou.
That's one thing I never thought of. I didn't even think of him.
Played for the Marlins in '97. Played for the Giants in 05 to 06.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he is. That is true.
Now, here, next line. The L.A. Dodgers and the New York Mets.
That could be Piazza, too.
It's not Piazza. I know. I knew that was going to come up to it. But no, it's not Mike. And it's not the other one. Because he never hit 250 home runs.
Not Sheffield.
No.
Mets, Dodgers? Trying to think.
If anyone else knows, chime in. John's gonna kick himself when I say this.
Probably it's probably right in front of my fucking face.
So will Chris. Chris will kick him. So might Christian.
What? Ronnie Dykstra?
No,
thanks for now. We played for the Phillies and the Phillies and the Mets. So zip your lip on that one.
I'll say this: he was a former Philly, was a former Yankee.
How about this? Who didn't he fucking play for?
I'll say this: he played in the East. I'll just go through the East. He did not play for the Blue Jays. He was a Yankee. The Blue Jays, the Expos, the Nationals. Yeah, pretty much. I'll tell you the teams he played for. He was Houston, Philly, Yankee, Angel, Dodger, Met.
I have no clue as to who the fuck this is.
Christian, do you know?
What, Victorino?
Nope.
He didn't play for the Yankees or the Mets.
Yeah, you don't know shit. Can you say the teams again?
He started with the. I'm gonna lead him from start.
You say Larry Bowa and the next chance, I'm gonna hit you in the face with a foot.
He started with the. He was an Astro, then a Philly, then a Yankee, then an Angel, then a Dodger, then a Met.
Larry, goddamn Bowa.
I'm being sarcastic now. Shut the fuck up. Chris is talking. Christian's talking.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Ryan, do you know?
Ryan's Googling himself.
Yeah, I can tell. Oh, he was more known as the Philly Killer for the last 10 years. Bobby Abreu.
Damn it.
I should have fucking known. He was with the Mets at the that was the last team he
played
for.
Last he played for, and he was with the Dodgers for 2012 for 1 year.
You know what? I'm not Googling that shit. As a matter of fact, motherfuckers, I'm trying to calculate print time and material usage on a scale SmackDown fist stage. So fuck off.
All right. Next one, Dodger Yankee. You already said his name.
Sheffield.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to hate me for this one. Dodger Giant. You're really going to hate me for this one.
You're making me think too much tonight, so shut the fuck up with that. I come here not to think, and you're making me think. Why am I back in school again?
Hey, you can have some fun with this stuff.
Dodgers and Giants?
Dodgers and Giants. I'll say this. I'm not going to give you the years. He was a Met, a Dodger, a Giant, and a Yankee.
Well, that narrows it down.
A Met, a Dodger, a Giant, and a Yankee.
He is more, let's put it this way. He is not known as a Dodger or a Giant. He is known as a Met and a Yankee.
Known as a Met and a Yankee. All right, I'm thinking.
And I'll narrow it down even more. Not a Hall of Famer.
Robin Ventura?
No, Ventura never played for...
he was never a Dodger.
He was also never a Yankee either.
Yes,
because
he was.
He turned around.
Yes, he
and...
was. Yes, he
oh,
was.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Yes, he was, because they turned around and they...
I'll say this.
No, Justice was the one that they flipped. In that trade, and then
I'll
they had to flip
Ventura. Ventura's on this list. He's in the Chicago and the Yankees, so you got that.
No, because I remember in that trade, it was Ventura and Justice were traded, and then the Yankees, the Mets flipped Justice to, I think, Oakland. I think.
What, Strawberry?
There it is. Daryl.
Yeah, I remember he had a cup of coffee with the Dodgers. No, with the Giants, but he had a 2 or 3 year career with the Dodgers.
2 years with the Dodgers, 1 year with the Giants, and he just met the requirement. 335 home runs and 1,000 RBIs on the fucking nose.
Yeah, Mets, Yankees, Cokes, Dodgers.
Yeah, yes. All right, now Chicago.
Who was it again?
Daryl Strawberry.
Hey, no Strawberry slander. I heard that coat comment.
Now, Chicago White Sox, New York Mets. I will be laughing if you get this, because it's someone we always talk about on this show.
Bobby fucking Bonilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he played with – he was drafted by the White Sox.
Yes, he was.
He played for like a minute with them before he got traded to Pittsburgh.
He was 1 year. He played for 1 year.
That's why I said like a minute.
You already said Ventura for the Yankees White Sox. And now the White Sox and Giants.
Now I'm going to steal a word from Christian. Man, nobody gives a fuck about that one.
No, they don't.
Oh, you find out who it is, you're gonna freaking be like, what the fuck?
All right, Chris, name a random Philly that you think played for him, since you like to call out Philly names.
So it was,
go back to sleep, Chris. Go back to sleep.
Yeah. White Sox and the Giants. Hmm. He's again. He has a tie to the Yankees also. All right, he played from, he started his career in 68 to 81. I'll read you the teams he played for. The Giants, the Yankees, the Angels, the White Sox, the Rangers, the Indians, the Cardinals, and the Cubs.
Bobby Bonds?
Yep, Bobby Bonds.
Your father of steroid boy.
Hey, you be respectful.
Sorry, can't. Not with him.
You
sorry, Christian.
That is the king of home runs. You be respectful.
Nope, not to him.
Ah, see.
I keep it real when it keeps it real. I don't like him. He's I'm sorry.
All right. So I did one more, and Ryan does not know about this one. He knew about the Bobby Bonds one because I literally pulled
shit
out of
the guys.
Security.
Y'all keep talking.
All right. So I did one that they're all pitchers, and the key between them all is they have over 1,500 strikeouts. So the first one is he's an Expo, and he was a Mariner. This one should be easy.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah. He was an Expo and a Yankee. Not Randy Johnson.
You just said it was Randy Johnson.
No, for the Seattle Expo. The next one is an Expo and a Yankee.
Dennis Martinez.
No. Not who I was looking for. Ryan, you think you know?
Ryan's building a stage. Give him a sec. Give him time.
Chris, he was an Expo and a Yankee. He just retired.
Tom Brady.
No, he was never a Yankee. They're all pitchers, by the way.
What, Mariano Rivera?
Nope. Mo
Rivera would never play for anybody but the Yankees. Get your head out of your ass.
Mo was never an Expo.
Pedro.
I said Pedro was never a Yankee, but uh-huh. The next one on the list is Boston, and you got that right.
Okay.
See, you didn't say Red Sox. I mean, come on. Everybody's Pedro's a Red Sox.
No, you're not listening to what he's saying.
I'm doing one for pitchers that all have in common 1,500 strikeouts. So the first line across was Expo in Seattle, which was Randy Johnson. Then there was Expos Boston, which is Pedro. Now you're trying to find the Expos in the New York Yankees.
Do you have Gaylord Perry on this list?
Yeah, but he's a little more further down.
But I know he's going to be, he was a Mariner and he was a Yankee. I know that one.
Nah, but he's not with the Yankees.
But he was with the Yankees.
Yes, he was. He was. But he's not in the Yankee. He's not in the Yankee mix. He was never an Expo though. Do you give up? He just retired. Big Sexy.
Bartolo Colon
was an Expo.
Yes, he was.
Atlanta, Seattle. You already said it. Gaylord Perry. I want Christian to figure this one out. Atlanta and Yankee.
David Justice?
No, he pitcher. Pitcher with 1,500 strikeouts. He has 1,500. The guy had 1,500 strike or over 1,500 strikeouts. He pitched with both Atlanta and New York. I'll give you. This one might be hard. I'll give you the year he was a Yankee and a – he was a Yankee in 84 to 85. He was a Brave in pretty much his whole career was – he was.
I know who it is.
He was even with the Milwaukee Braves.
I know who it is.
What is it?
Doyle Alexander.
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was Doyle Alexander.
He was also an Indian, a Blue Jay, and he retired with the Braves in 87.
Interesting. I don't know.
He was a knuckleball pitcher.
Necro.
Yep.
Still
Necro. This one you guys should get. Atlanta and Boston.
Pedro, no.
No. He was never really Atlanta.
Hey, that was Smoltz.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Blue Jay Boston. He was also a Yankee.
Actually, you can type both of these in there. If you give me both of them, I'll just... If you give me one of them, I'll tell you which one he's in. He's a Blue Jay, a Yankee, and Boston.
Cone.
Nope. Cone never played for the Jays.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Very briefly, he did play for them. You look it up, he did.
I literally was looking it up all day. I did not see any of that.
Let me see. I'll look that up. Hold on. I could have sworn I think he played for the Jays.
Oh, no, he was a Jay in 85, but it was.
I told you. I knew he was.
But it wasn't. It didn't meet the requirement for what
but
I had
still,
originally.
Technically, he was a Jay.
But originally, that wasn't the requirement. I had to change the requirement because I originally had 1,500 Ks, 250 wins. He had under 200. I had to change it to just 1,500 Ks. That's why he's not on the list. But it's not the one I was looking at. Come on. Who's one of the most famous Yankee and Red Sox?
Roger Clemens.
There you go. That's the Yankees. That's who I have under the Yankees. The other one kind of had a stint in Boston. Fat, drunk, and hungover is never a way to pitch a perfect game.
David Wells.
No, not
David
Coney.
Wells.
Coney. Coney did pitch a perfect game, but not hungover.
It was Wells.
It was Boomer. Yeah. And I doubt you're going to figure out 1,500 strikeouts. He's an active player now. Blue Jays and Mariners. He started with the Mariners, and now he's with the Blue Jays. Actually, now I think he's with Tampa.
Robbie Ray?
Yep.
No, he's actually with Seattle, and he's had Tommy
John. He's back with Seattle? Okay.
And he had Tommy John. He's out for the year.
That's it. I thought those would have been fun to do because they're different. Like it's like something like you actually have to think certain players.
Well, you said Toronto, Seattle, Mike Robbie Ray there because yeah, that was the only pitcher I knew that was Seattle and Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know how hard – originally I had the Mets in there. You know how hard it is to find someone that met that requirement that pitched for both the Mets and the fucking Seattle Mariners? Like, no one. Couldn't find a damn fucking person. So I had to change it. All right. That's that. What else is there in the news real quick? And then we can get
back on Facebook.
Hey!
You're finally off the want list.
No. We're not going to go there. Cause I could say some things.
Nah, say it, Ronnie.
The stalker finally stopped banning you.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Ronnie, why don't you tell them about our little phone convo today this afternoon?
Which part?
When I saw the girl.
Oh, that's all natural.
Yeah.
Listen,
plastic whatsoever.
Listen, you're talking about that city. You're talking about the city jersey. You're talking about the city part of Jersey, not the country part of Jersey.
Shut up.
I am so fucking lost right now.
Don't ask.
It was one of those you had to be there moments.
Well, I don't know. I never talked to you off air anymore, so I don't know.
Oh, you won't make that happen. I'll give you a call tomorrow night, for sure.
Yeah, Christian. Christian was like...
Nah, this was more of me. Let me find it.
I am a man!
But
and Ryan's
not yet.
Here to hear it.
Hold on.
Why did he leave?
No, because he's fucking with that stage. He's probably working with the 3D printer. So
no.
Jesus!
There it is.
Okay. I feel like a father.
It's not that it's cut, okay. It's a ratio. Can you measure around that? Ratio about 3-5.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right, now that means that a 24-inch waist, right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to yield a 40-incher?
Yeah.
That's correct. That's good, right?
You with me? Yeah, yeah. So give me an example. I mean, get that.
Okay, all right. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was a woman with a big ass, I saw. God. Dude, I saw a video on TikTok of somebody on the subway grabbing a girl's wig off her head, and then they yell yeet right after they did it. Yeet!
All right, Christian, I'm about to make you leave for a little bit. I'm going to send you a photo, and you're going to want to leave in a minute.
No.
I know. This. I just found it, and I was going through my folders, cleaning it out, and he's got to see it because I'll forget it. Let's see where it is. If I could find it again. Shit, did I lose it again? Oh, no, there it is. There you go, Christian. There you go, Christian. Just for you.
The journey.
And there he goes.
All right. What else we got? Vlad already said that. College football news. Michigan State has their quarterback now, Chris.
Oh, who?
Henry Hasselbeck will be reporting tomorrow.
Henry Hasselbeck?
Yes, Matt Hasselbeck's son.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
Has committed to Michigan State and probably next year will be starting. Oh, you know what? I wait for him to get the fuck back in here, motherfucker.
He's taking care of something probably right now.
I want to go into the freaking hazing stuff now. So Northwestern has officially fired Pat
there
Fitzgerald. Christian, I want your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern officially fired Pat Fitzgerald. Admitting to hazing allegations.
This is a common occurrence in football. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I justifying this at all. This is common. And I just honestly think normally when things like this happen, it's usually a coach or one of the coaches, not the head coach. 9 times out of 10, the head coach knows about it. And what's the saying? If you know that something bad is going on and you refuse to put an end to it, you're just as guilty, right?
So here's the biggest
problem. Screw you.
Here's the biggest problem. According to a player on Saturday that came out about the allegations of hazing, if it was just good old-fashioned ribs, I don't think anyone's going to care. This is not a story.
Right.
Here's where the story took a turn. The allegations included cornered sexual acts. Anonymous players that also knew that Fitzgerald has known about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's why, they suspended him. No, the fact that they turned around and said, no, his ass is gone, good. When the minute they came out and said it was sexual stuff that was hazing, that's not hazing, that's sexual assault.
Right.
Yeah.
There is hazing, like, you know, the shit that you used to high school in, you know, bio-freeze in someone's jock or something like that.
It's a rib. It's a rib compared to, you know, that.
Yeah, but then there's where people think, oh, it's hazing, like, they do some physical shit or near borderline sexual shit, and that's not. Then that goes from lighthearted hazing and ribbing to straight up like bullying and a crime.
It's just call it what it is. It's sexual assault.
That too.
If not rape.
I mean, I saw it, like, I'll put it this way. When I was a junior, we had freshmen coming in, and we did hazing, like, you know, Ben Gay or Biofreeze or hot sauce in someone's jock or mouth strap, you know, especially during double sessions, whatever.
Lighthearted ribbon.
I was a senior, and there were some kids that were kicked off the team because they decided to play the punch game. And that's when you have a senior basically telling a freshman to hold their arms up. I'm going to hit you in the stomach and the ribcage as hard as possible. That's no longer hazing. Now that's bullying.
I'm not even bullying.
What is it when you see a car driving around with a giant rainbow dildo stuck to the windshield?
Funny.
That's what the fuck? When you see a car driving around with a giant rainbow?
What the fuck?
Oh, I saw that here in DeSoto.
If that's all it is, like they just did something like that in somebody's car, I mean, that's just hate. That's just ribbing.
I mean
that's not a sexual act.
I mean, come on. We've seen a ladder full of dildos once.
It was suction cup to the windshield.
Yeah.
Goddamn lucky. But no, like, you're right, Chris. Once it turns into physical sexual harm, it's not hazing anymore.
We got close. I mean, there was the blindfolded sit-up. Where, like, you sit up and then somebody pulls their pants down and farts in your face. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah.
I mean, that was as far as it went. But then I've heard stories where the blindfold setup accidentally turns into some almost like basically shoving someone's nose in the guy's somebody's package. I'm like, okay, that's a little too much.
What about the, hey, I bet you can't close your eyes and point to this spot on the wall and walk up to it?
Oh, no. I know exactly where that goes.
I already had there, and they put a blindfold over you, and they count, and you're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then when I sat up on the fifth one, I heard a and somebody farted in my face. I'm like, what the fuck? And then
funny.
They take the blindfold off and you see somebody's moon right in your fucking face. And you're like, okay, dude. I mean, that's funny. What I'm saying is I've heard stories where they go that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then all of a sudden they take the blindfold off and you're basically seeing somebody's cock.
It's just a little cock.
Oh my
god, that's,
you know, that's
funny,
my favorite
anymore.
You know, oh my god, that's the favorite game I've ever played.
See the world champion at it. Hello, Christopher.
What the fuck? I mean, how many times have you gone to the store and smoked a pack of Cools? And I meant the guys around the back.
That's what we call the ones that we pick up in the parking lot.
No. All right. No, seriously. Like, the fact that he got fired, great. He needed to be.
Absolutely.
It's the fact that
there's pressure, and then it's like, yeah, it's like, I mean, it's hazing, and then it's like where, you know, a set takes you in the back, and that's no longer hazing. That's just, you know, something's going to happen.
Yeah, so the athletic director came out, said the hazing occurred or endured forced participation, nudity, and sexual acts of degrading nature, which is in clear violation of Northwestern's policy.
Yeah, Pat Fitzgerald's gone.
He's been fired. But also, too, the other note is, I'm sorry, who the fuck do you think you are doing this at Northwestern? It's not like you're known as a football school.
Well, don't do it anyway. I mean, here's the thing. If you are a leader of men, a coach, if you know about this, you shouldn't even, like, be like, mum about it. You should kick the guys off the team as soon as it happens.
Listen, hold on. I'm going to say something, and this is going to really sound fucked up. If this was Alabama, do we hear this story if this was Saban?
If this was Alabama, and if Saban found out about it, those guys are gone as soon as it happened.
But he's the head coach. If this, as soon as he finds out, okay? What if it was a Joe Pa and he never knew? It goes away. It goes away. Alabama's not going to fire Saban. This story gets thrown under the rug. I hate saying it like that, but this goes under the rug like the Duke allegations go under the rug.
The Sandusky thing, like, God.
Let's not call a spade a spade. Joe Pa knew. God rest his soul. I never like to speak ill will of the dead, but Paterno knew. And he did nothing about it. And one of the different things is you're talking also about a minor. That's where this shit gets kind of dicey. That's the difference between this with Northwestern and Penn State.
I mean, there are certain coaches, I guess, where they're like, you know, it's like Joe said that he told his AD, and his AD said he'd take care of it, and that was that. But I don't know.
Christian, what do you think?
things like this happen all the time. You know what's crazy, Ronnie? I actually recorded a phone call for Monday Evening Quarterback talking about this.
Okay.
And, you know, he just wanted to gather my thoughts, and I said, it's one thing, you know, when you wanna push your guys to be great, but you never wanna overstep your boundaries and overstep your authority. And, you know, whatever I think of all the things that have happened in locker rooms, you know, the Saints bounty scandal came to mind, 2009 to 2011. And my phone caller didn't know exactly what a bounty scandal was, and I gladly explained it to him. It's when you pay to injure. And the Saints were doing that, you know, because I knew something was up, and I know Greg Williams has a very aggressive scheme, right? Then I look at Sean Payton. Like, Sean knew about it, but didn't put an end to it, which is why he got the one-year suspension, which still is the harshest penalty ever given to a head coach. Remember what it was before Sean Payton?
Oh, God. Wasn't it like 6 games?
No. It was Bill Belichick being fined $500,000.
Right.
Unfortunately now, Northwestern is a tarnished school. No one's going to want to take that job. Nobody's going to want to do much of anything. And look, I'll even compare it to this. You've heard of the show All-American, right?
Yep.
Did you see the last season?
No, I did not. I have this.
In season 4, the main character, Spencer, his girlfriend is doing an expose story on the football team that Spencer, her boyfriend, and her brother, Jordan, play for, right? And she notices that something's going on, and it ended up being a bounty scandal, and it carried over into the next season, and the program was tarnished. This is a common thing that happens. It sucks that it happens, and, you know, hopefully the NCAA can get down to the bottom of this, because who's to say this isn't going on? Now, to kind of elaborate on your point, this doesn't happen, or if this happened in Alabama, you wouldn't hear about it. Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I don't think it would be the same way. I think you would find – you would be. I personally think you would hear about it, and then it would go away immediately.
Well,
yeah.
They would sweep
the – Well, Saban also – I mean, well, Saban basically has his guys – Saban's players have the fear of God in them. I'll put it that way. Because they know – that as soon as they screw up, Saban has another guy waiting to take his spot. I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, it's there.
That's why, right there. Saban has guys off the squad for academic problems.
Problem is with the academic, you can't play.
Well, thing is, you think Alabama would be like if Saban's like, yo, you violated, but I can pull some strings and you can play. You think Alabama be like, well, no, you can't. They'd be like, okay, we get, well, Saban, yeah, no problem. But the thing is, Saban actually respects the damn rules.
Yeah, he does. Which is why I'm saying,
so,
to Chris's point, which is why I'm saying, if something like this were to come out of Tuscaloosa, you would definitely hear about it.
You'd hear about it, Saban be right on the freaking ESPN the next day, be like, I'm taking care of it, go away.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing the same thing with Kirby Smart in Georgia. As soon as anything happens in Georgia, Kirby Smart's in ESPN the next day. We're taking care of it. Go away.
Yeah. I just put it this way. I'm not. It's just. Also, one of those things where it's like, you're Northwestern. How do you get away with this, but you're not really known for football, not really known for any sport. You're an academic school that happens to be part of the Big Ten.
Northwestern's known for Michael Wilbon.
Jesus!
That's it! That's it right there!
Yeah, that was even low for my end. All right.
I mean, think about it. Who else do you know from Northwestern?
Not many. Actually, unless I look at something from, like, the frickin' the thing that's called the basketball tournament.
Chief Michael Wilbon, pardon the interruption.
Hey, no Wilbon slander.
So, all right, last thing before we dive into the good old Sun Belt. Have you guys heard of this tournament called the basketball tournament?
I haven't.
You've never heard this, Chris?
No.
Have you?
No. Is this because of the number one pick being a moron?
No. I'm actually talking about, there's actually a thing. There is actually a tournament called, and I quote, the basketball tournament. So what it is a 64 team. It was a 64 team winner take all $1 million tournament.
Okay.
And it is a it is 64 teams. It's not like anybody special. Old alumni players from different schools. So I'll give you an example. Like, they have like a team called the Purple and Black. It's all alumni that played like college basketball from Kansas State. Blue Collar U is all the player, is all like pretty much like the starting five from the 2009 Buffalo Bulls. And dude, they dust off some, like, it's so weird. Like, I never even thought of this. And then all of a sudden I'm starting to see this. Like, they have a team called the Ville, which is all players from the the 2012 Louisville Cardinals team.
The college basketball team?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good.
Like, it's players from that and players from when they last won the national title. Like, this is like, and it's got, what's it called? It's got the Kobe, what is it called? You remember the All-Star game where they play up to a certain point at the end of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, that was the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, the All-Star game. It's that. Scoring for this.
Interesting.
It starts the 25th. It starts next week. It starts the 20th, actually. I'm going to take a look at this because I've never, like, there's literally a team that is called We Are D3. It's all D3 players. Versus Mass Street, which is all Kentucky players. Or not Kentucky, Kansas. It's all old Jayhawk players. I'm interested in this. Like, I never thought, like, apparently this has been around for 10 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone know about this? Like, did you know about this, Christian?
No, I didn't.
So, yeah, a team called Heard That. It's all Marshall players. Zoo Crew, it's all Pittsburgh. Happy Valley Hoppers, the nerd team. What the fuck? Who the fuck is this? That's more interesting. Who the fuck is on this? They don't even have the fucking roster. Lovely. Like, some of these teams are, like, what?
No clue.
No, no one knows who the fuck they are because the roster's not even on there. I'm just interested, is anyone going to watch this? I mean, there's nothing really else on fucking television.
Potentially.
Christian, you going to give it a shot?
Give what a shot?
The basketball tournament.
What, like watching it?
If it's on, like, have it on in the background, are you going to give it a shot?
Sure. Like, when's it start? Do you know?
The 19th.
Okay.
Chris, you gonna give this a shot?
Dude, I would rather watch the U.S. men struggle playing soccer.
I mean, they're already doing that now against Panama.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
Well, it's also the B squad, to be fair.
Well, how I said before, Americans watching soccer, when it's the women, they're like, hey, oh my God, this is entertaining. When it's the guys, it's like one big face palm.
Listen, there's nothing on for another week. Literally, we have one more week, and then we have fucking, and then training camp begins for the NFL.
When does baseball come back? Friday?
Friday.
Ugh.
It's just summer. What do you expect? That's why the shows are not really that good.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we have Impact Wrestling tomorrow, thank God.
Yeah, but, all right. We want to dive into the Sun Belt, and we'll call it a night?
Sure.
All right, going to the Sun Belt conference. Last year, we had... Returning back is going to be, I believe, Troy. Troy. The Troy or Southern Alabama that won it last year? I think, actually, no, it was Southern Alabama that won, and they got smoked by UTSA. No new teams this year. So everyone is back on an even playing field. And we're going to kick it off going to Boone, North Carolina, to Appalachian State. The Mountaineers. Their over-under is 6.5. They have a chance of winning the conference at 6-1. Their non-conference teams are Gardner-Webb, North Carolina, East Carolina, and Wyoming.
App State is still in the Sun Belt?
Yeah. They never left.
Damn. I swore they were going to be like in a bigger conference.
Give them 2 years. I think they're moving to the American. I think they're getting ready to move to the American.
Yeah, I thought they were going to move to the American with East Carolina.
East Carolina's been in the American for the last, like, since the birth of the American. Since Rutgers left. They got put in after Rutgers left.
Yeah. Boy, Rutgers would be dominating the American right now, wouldn't they?
Don't get me started. My prediction is I have them going over 6.5 for 7 wins. Because App State 8 beat North Carolina in North Carolina. Christian, what do you think?
I think nobody cares.
Enlighten me.
Ain't nobody enlightening you.
App State?
Yeah, App State. They're over under 6.5.
I'll take the under.
6.5?
Yeah.
I'll go over, and if you're an App State fan, you could actually click on our link on the report and actually get yourself some App State gear from
SunBelt.com. I completely forgot about that. Nice promo. I completely forgot about that. Thank you. Yes. 15% off, and if we get a discount code, we will relay that as soon as we can. But once you click the link, it's 15% off of anything that you buy, as well as giving us a kickback for helping us out.
Just follow us on Twitter, and we'll probably have it on our Twitter page.
Definitely have it on our Twitter page. I'll put it in the link down below. I'll put it on Facebook as well as Kick.
They have now the teams in the Sun Belt. Hell, they even have squads from minor league baseball like my Reading Fightins cap. And they have all the leagues. They have WWE. They have the NFL. They have Major League Baseball, NHL, soccer. Yes, even you soccerheads can go to fanatics.com and get gear. But if you're an AEW fan, fuck you. You have to go to AEW Shopper for some gear. It is what it is.
You literally said that. If you're an AEW fan, fuck you.
Speaking of pro wrestling tees.
Go ahead, plug your shit. We're in the, hold on. If we're going to do this, we got to do this right. Hold on. See if I can make, I got to find the fucking promo first. Hold on. The sound bite. If we're going to do this, I need to do it correctly. I can
look. Yeah, I worked that promo in perfectly.
Yeah, yes, you did. Here we go.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
There you go, Ryan.
Oh, thank you so much.
Go and plug your pro wrestling tees.
Keep yourself battle ready. Get the latest merch from Ryan R. the Hooligan directly from Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/RyanROfficial, and I expect to see 4 fucking sales here real soon.
Do you now? As in the words of John Cena. As in the words of John Cena. Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Well, you can't clap cheeks without clap cleats.
I'm not
an affiliate.
Ryan, you said that with some soul in your bass too, brother.
Oh yeah, we. By the way,
you cannot get clap cleats at Fanatics.
No, but if you go to clapcleats.com, use the promo nerd port, you can.
Chris, I meant to tell you, man. One of the sponsors that I have for Monday Evening Quarterback, they have some vintage football gear, and I think you would really like their Eagle stuff. I'll send it to you. Yeah, I'll text it to you right now so I don't forget.
Yeah, by the way, for college, for Fanatics, they have over 500 teams. So you'll find it.
You got your squad, trust me. And again, minor league baseball. Unless you live in a spot like where I live, where I got my red fighting hat, if you live in California,
good luck.
And you want a Lehigh Iron Pigs hat, you have to go to fanatics.com. Sorry, it's just how it is.
I sent it to you, Chris.
They have arena football merch, bruh.
Yep.
They have arena football merch, too.
Oh, God.
Dude, Fanatics is...
Oh, shit, Philadelphia Soul, baby.
Oh, God. And you have Cartoon Network, and you want music and pop culture? They have it, too.
DC? Uh-oh. Yeah, dude, Fanatics.com's got it.
Yeah.
Just don't wash their shirts on normal, like, high-speed settings. You should be good.
Yeah. Actually, they're running a deal right now for Ohio State bucket hats. Yeah, no one really cares, but it's $20.
Ugh.
Actually, you know what? I'm actually not bad with this one. North Carolina Tar Heel baseball jerseys. $60.
Whose vibrator was that?
All right. In the words of Christian, for the $60 Tar Heel jersey, oh, nobody care.
Hey, you be... Ronnie, mute his microphone.
I'm going to say this for Christian. Hold on. Christian might just all of a sudden want to blurt this out, and I'm going to beat him to it.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
That's my purse! I don't know you!
Kick! Oh, shit.
There we go. Fanatic just got a 10-minute promo. Boom!
Yeah. All right. On to the next team, which is the team that went to the conference final last year. Not, they're predicted to be number one in the East again. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. And I am going to disagree with this wholeheartedly. Their over-under is 7.5. Like, win the conference, they're 5. They're 5.5 plus 5.5. Last time I checked, their quarterback was complete and utter dog shit.
So the Chanticleers are going to be regressing this year, you think?
I have them winning 8, but they're not going to make their conference final. I have them over their, over under, but I don't have them. And Ryan, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you. App State over under 6.5.
Over.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, they'll go over. I don't know if they're going to win it because I have no idea.
Yeah. They're. Completely fucked this up. They're non-conference games. UCLA, Jacksonville State, I can't even pronounce that, Desquan, and Army.
If you break in a new quarterback, that's not a good non-conference schedule.
No, not, and you open up in UCLA for Pac-12 After Dark.
Ooh. Ow.
And the spread is 16.5. I'm going to already predict this now. Best bet for that week is going to be UCLA.
So you open up against Chip Kelly with something to prove.
Yeah.
Ow. Mm-hmm. You're breaking a new quarterback? Ow. Just no.
Yeah. Christian, what do you think? So he left. There he is. Welcome back.
There he is.
Hello, Ronnie. Ronnie.
What happened?
You know what happened.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, you're playing that game? All right. Chanticleers, over under 7.5.
This is Coastal Carolina, right?
Yep.
I think they win this division because of two words, Grayson McCall.
Really? I think they're going to be weak with McCall.
Nah, he's the best quarterback in that. He's the best player in that entire conference.
So I have them going over and winning 8. I don't have them making it out of the East.
Okay.
Like, it's weird. Because of what happened last year, they got in and then they just got completely smoked by Troy and then by Eastern Carolina. So, I mean, we'll see that, but okay. All right, Georgia Southern, the Eagles, their over-under is 6, and their non-conference schedule is the Citadel, UAB, Wisconsin, and, hey, Chris, we are Ball State. Welcome to Ball State.
Welcome to Ball State, bitches!
They are starting a brand new quarterback in Georgia Southern. They are not winning 6 games. I got them winning 4.
Well, we know one thing about Georgia Southern. They're going to run the football a lot.
And they bring and Jaylen White is their quarterback and he's back. Or quarterback, sorry, is their running back and he's back. And they're breaking in pretty much a whole new defense.
I mean, if this is Georgia Southern, he's a running back that throws. Come on.
Brian, what do you think? Georgia Southern.
What is it? What's the over-under?
6.
Under.
Yeah, they're 12-1 to win the conference, too. Christian, what do you think?
Who's this?
Georgia Southern.
What's the over under?
6.
Yeah, they'll definitely go over.
Really?
Yeah, they'll go over. They'll go over 6.
I got them going under. I got them. I have them regressing because they have. It's all brand new. Pretty much a brand new squad. All right. Next is Georgia State is next. Their over-under is 5.5. Their non-conference games are Rhode Island, UConn, Charlotte, and LSU. That's a loss.
So Rhode Island's a win.
Yeah.
UConn, who knows?
That could
Charlotte,
be a loss.
Who knows? And LSU's a murder.
Yeah. Their over-under is 5.5. Are they going to go bowling? No. I got them winning 5 games.
I got a question.
Yes.
Is the LSU game before LSU takes on Bama?
No, it's the break. It's where it's right before rivalry week. It's November 18th.
Oh. So it's right before Bama, basically.
No, because Bama...
Arkansas, sorry.
It's, I was going to say, yeah, it's right before Arkansas.
A tune-up.
Because they'll play them, take a break, and then that's when rivalry week is for them.
Let me tell you one thing. It's a hell of a tune-up, you know, taking on a team that just runs the football all the time, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christian, what's your thoughts?
Ain't nobody care.
I mean, it's Georgia State. No one really does care.
No, they don't.
All right. Ryan, what do you think?
I don't give a shit.
It's Georgia State. That's a perfect answer.
Sure.
Yeah. So, all right. The next team that's on here is the James Madison Dukes. They're over
oh,
under.
Oh, the Dukes.
Their over under is 8.5. Their non-conference games are Bucknell, Virginia, Utah State, and Connecticut.
So, win, boss, win, win.
No, I have them beating Virginia. Virginia's not a good team this year, I think. I could see them running through and winning 9 games.
If James Madison beats Virginia, they should win the fucking Sun Belt.
And that's who I have winning the East.
I mean, I think James Madison definitely goes over. I mean, come on, they're going to host game day again. So,
Christian, before I go to you, the one thing that's interesting is they are returning 5 players on offense. It's
okay.
It's their entire offensive line.
Wow.
Oh, and here's the kicker.
Uh-huh.
Everybody but the right tackles are juniors. The right tackle's a senior.
Oh. Wow.
So, yeah, even if you're putting in a backup quarterback, by the way, the quarterback they got was a transfer from Arizona. Yeah, I have them winning the East.
Okay.
And going over. So, what do you think?
You're not wrong, but I'm still going to go Coastal Carolina because I think Grayson's that piece that puts them over the top.
Okay, over under 8.5.
I'll take CCU over James Madison.
Then I guess you're having them going under 8.5 then.
I do.
Okay. Ryan,
who is it?
James Madison, the Dukes.
Yeah, over.
this name. The returning defensive end, Isaiah UKWU. That's a last name for you. That's an all name last name right there. All right, next is the Marshall Thundering Herd. They're
the Herd's in the Sun Belt again?
They've been in the Sun Belt.
I thought they were in the MAC.
They haven't been in the MAC for 5 years.
Damn.
Marshall non-conference game. They're over under 7.5, and their non-conference schedule is Albany, Eastern Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Arkansas. No, not Arkansas State. Sorry, North Carolina State. Good news, Chris. Notre Dame doesn't have to see them this year. I have them going under, but barely. I have them winning 7 games.
Yeah.
Chris, what about you? What do you think?
Of who? Of the fucking...
Marshall.
Marshall?
Yep.
I think Marshall do. What was your over under?
7.5.
Yeah. Under, because I think they'll win 7.
Yep. Christian?
Ain't nobody care.
Enlighten me.
Ain't nobody care.
Enlighten me.
I am enlightening you.
Enlighten me and give me an over under.
I'll take the under.
I was going to say, you're probably taking the under if you have Coastal winning. So, Ryan.
Under.
Yeah. Now the team of Old Dominion, the Monarchs. Their over-under is 3.5. They're 80-1 to win the conference. Yeah, haha. Their non-conference schedule is Virginia Tech, Louisville, Wake Forest, and Texas A&M Commonwealth. Close game, murder, win. And it doesn't help them that they pretty much have the teeth of the Sun Belt. They win 2 games and go under. Christian, you can say it on this one.
Nobody care.
They really don't. Chris, what do you think?
Who is this?
OD.
Oh, Old Dominion?
Yeah. Not the freight carrier. Not the freight carrier.
Yeah, I know. Old Dominion, what are they over under what?
3.5.
We'll go over.
Really?
I mean, it's just some though. Come on, they can win 4.
Okay, I'm just going to read you their schedule real quick. At Virginia Tech, home against Louisville, home against Wake Forest, home against Texas A&M Commonwealth, at Marshall, at Southern Miss, whose running back is Frank Gore Jr., home against Appalachian State, at James Madison, home against Coastal Carolina, at Liberty, at Georgia Southern, and at Georgia State.
Okay, under. God damn! Dude, who sent them over?
They're getting fucked. It's going to be time to fire the head coach who's 9-16 in 2 years.
Oh, God.
Ryan?
Oh, I don't fucking care about
that. Yeah, I was going to say it's Old Dominion. All right, to the south. Who are you going to take in the north, Ryan, to win the Sun Belt?
I have no idea, man.
All right, that's fine. All right, we'll just go with the quick ones real quick. Arkansas, Arkansas State Red Wolves. Their over-under is 4.5. Their non-conference games are at Oklahoma, Memphis, Stony Brook, and Texas. No, sorry. Where are you? UMass. Say, you weren't in the same row, fucker. Arkansas State is 60-1 to win the Sun Belt. Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker. They win 4 games.
Yeah, no.
Fuck the Red Wolves.
Alright, 4 games?
Yeah.
What? They'll win 4. That's it.
Yep. Christian.
Ain't nobody care.
Yeah. And Ryan.
No fucks given, buddy.
Yeah. All right, the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. 7.5, they're 75-1 to win the conference. They're over-under, like I said, at 7.5. Their non-conference schedule is Northwestern. Thank you very much, Miss Lippy. Northwestern State, UAB, Buffalo, and Minnesota. They got to go and row the boats out of the Raging Cajun. They're over-under 7.5. I got them winning 6. I got under, but they're going bowling. Chris?
The Raging Cajuns?
Yeah.
They're going bowling.
Christian?
Ain't nobody care.
This is a team that actually is projected high. Do they go bowling or not?
I can see them going bowling. Uh-huh.
All right, so you have them at least winning 6. Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next, the Southern Alabama Jaguars. You want to talk about a team that runs the ball a lot? Here you go. Who's bringing back 9 players on offense?
Damn.
And nine players on defense. Their projected wins is 8. Their non-conference schedule is Southeast Louisiana, Tulane, Oklahoma State, and Central Michigan. Shut up, Miss Lippy.
Hey, you be respectful.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Lippy.
Nobody fucking respects Miss Lippy. She's a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. You see that, Ryan?
So, Southern Alabama projected to win 9 games. I am actually agreeing with that, and I'm taking the over. And I have, and this is my team that's going to come out of the West or the South. Southern Alabama.
Okay.
Chris.
Southern Alabama.
Yep.
So you talk about Southern.
Southern.
That's the Southern that takes on Grandpa.
South Alabama.
Right.
The Jaguars.
The Southern University, basically, right?
South Alabama Jaguars.
Yeah, that team squad that takes on Grambling, right?
No. The team that always takes on Marshall and...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so double over.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to make it out of the South.
If Troy's in the West, I think Troy may take that event.
We'll get to them. They are in the West. We haven't talked about them yet. Christian, what about you?
What team is this?
South Bama.
Oh, who cares?
I mean, they're projected to win the West.
Oh, if they're projected then. All right, I'll take the over.
Okay. All right, Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles. Their over-under is 5. They're 22-1 to win the conference, and their running back is good old Frank Gore Jr. Their non-conference game, they got Alcorn State, then they go to the Knoll, Tulane, and where's the last one? Mississippi State. Southern Miss has some high profile games on their shit this year that Frank Gore Jr. could be a very high-end draft pick this year. If he has, go ahead, Chris.
Southern Miss, I thought they were in Conference USA.
They came over last year. They left Conference USA last year.
Okay. I like Southern Miss. I think it's going to be a war between Southern Miss and Troy.
Really? I have them going over, but I have them only winning. I have them going bowling, so I have them winning 6 games. But it's going to be enough for them to, for Gore to get the TV recognition that he's going to need overall, because they're going to be lining up when those two games are being played. Christian?
I'm going to take the over, but slightly.
Okay. Chris? Ryan?
Yeah.
You going to go over? All right. Texas State Bobcats, their over-under is 4. They have nobody coming back from on offense. It's a fresh new team. They open up with Baylor, UTSA, Jackson State, and Nevada. This team will win 2 fucking games.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey, Chris. Remember how I said Texas State looked like a good team?
Yeah.
I changed my mind. They look like dog shit this year.
The Bobcats? You don't believe in the Bobcats?
Hell no! Let me be very, very clear. No!
How could you not believe in them?
Remember we were, when they played Rutgers, I was like, did this team even exist?
I know what I said. Like I said to you now, I lied.
Yeah, you know what? No, under. I said before, I like Southern Miss and I like Troy in the West.
Right.
And by the way, U.S. soccer men, you suck.
Yes.
Your goalie is shit.
I wish they could have just finished that game in the fucking 90. Chris,
you knew we were going to lose.
Oh, I had them losing. I just wish they lost in the 90. Christian, are you going under?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, I'd rather hear this.
Onita!
Dude. I'd rather hear Tremont scream at Onita for 90 minutes than watch U.S. men.
Dummy! Yeah!
All right. Speaking of Troy, we'll go into Troy. Right now, their over-under is 8.5. Their non-conference games are Stephen F. Austin, K-State, Western Kentucky, and where are you? An Army. They pretty much bring back their entire half their line. Gunnar Watson's back. They're going to go. I got them going 9. I got them winning 9.
Over. They win the West probably and may actually win the whole conference.
Okay. Christian?
They're going to be there, for sure. I don't know about them winning the whole conference, but I'll say over.
Okay. Do you have them coming out of the West?
And this is who again?
Troy.
No, I don't have them coming out the West.
Who do you have? Because you're not going to have Louisiana Monroe.
Then I guess I have Troy.
Well, it's them, Southern Alabama or Southern Miss.
Yeah. I'll take Troy.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan, Troy, over under 8.5.
Over.
All right, final game, final team, the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. Oh, boy. They're over-under 3. The teams they have to play, oh, Jesus Christ. Army? I didn't know this college was a thing. Lamar? At Texas A&M?
Well, ULM will beat Lamar.
Going to College Station. And then they all have at Old Miss. I fucking vey.
Under.
Oh, that's sad. They won't even beat Army. I have them winning 3.
The days of nearly embarrassing Florida State are over.
I will say this. They win 3 games, they push. Off a cliff.
Yeah, push. Push.
Yeah, they get pushed off a cliff.
Off of a cliff.
All right, so I have right now James Madison versus Southern Alabama. I think James Madison's going to win the Sun Belt.
Do you?
So Christian and Chris, you both have Coastal Carolina versus Troy.
I do.
In the
yep, I think I'm going to have Troy beat Coastal Carolina.
Okay. Christian, what
do
you
think? I'm going Coastal Carolina.
Okay. Ryan, who do you think's winning it?
Coastal Carolina.
Okay. Well, those are our predictions for that. John, do you care?
Nope.
Oh, I can't wait till we do the jersey games now. All right. Yep. So James Madison, Troy, and Coastal Carolina are our picks between us to win the conference.
Yes, well,
next week we'll be back, and guess what? We'll return. It will be the return of the Mac. We will do the Mac, and then we will wrap up in the 2 weeks later. We will wrap it up with the Mountain West, and then we will get into the Big Six.
What conference are we doing?
The return of the Mac.
Wait, it's return of the Mac.
Well,
yeah. Return of the Mac, yes. Return of the Mac, oh yeah.
Oh, don't worry, that'll be back. That'll be back on the playlist.
But I got it.
I want to hear Chris rap about Informer. I want to hear him do a Snow song.
Yes.
All right, Informer. What's up with a nice young lady in the chat? Yes,
and on that note, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, please tell your friends. If you did, please follow us on all social media networks under the Nerd Report Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at Efferani.
At the Zombie Master.
And Chip Senex, if you want to hear more of the Informer, come back tomorrow next week.
Christian, go ahead.
At DailyBlitz _ 61.
And Ryan?
At StuntCock STL, and if you didn't like the show, you can go fuck yourself.
Listen, we'll put up a ladder. I swear to God, we have to make an album of Chris singing really bad rap songs, and then I will come back behind that with a B-side, and I will do a 10-song list as Eric Cartman.
Oh, God. I lick your boom boom down.
I'm not even going to try it as Cartman because I don't think I can do it. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, please go to our Twitter at the Nerdport Network and click on the link to take you to Fanatics. and W.GG, as we still have that. All of those things are still on sale for our network. Join us back here next week as we still dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports and sports betting. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself right in your face.
That, or I hope Joanna goes and finds you in, or Ivana goes and finds you in your bedroom.
Oh, hey, Hamilton won a game!
Don't worry, Ronnie. I've been looking in bedrooms for years. I know where everyone's at.
And now. And with that being said, like I said, if you didn't like what you heard, tell your enemies. But until then, always remember two things. One, Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. And two, well, if you don't believe us when we say there's two things, well, then that's just the fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Boom, boom, down.